Welcome back, everyone. We're continuing our lecture from this morning. I will be continuing to talk about Unit 9 commands, but now I will be using the Ahadasit Nuchalot version, which I'm projecting on the screen. Let's go through the conversations carefully. When we broke before lunch, we were talking about the different command endings that we see in conversations 1, 2, and 3. In conversation 1, we have the plain command ending, you do it. In conversation 2, we have the command ending that means you do it to me, is. And in conversation 3, we have the ending that means let's do it, in. Starting with conversation 1, te kwa si'i. Te kwa si'i. Sit down. B responds, chu, te kwa sit aklsish. Te kwa sit aklsish. You will probably find this challenging to pronounce the future ending if you, unless you've been doing it for years. So let's break it down by syllables. Te, qua, sit, akt, sish. Te, qua, sit, akt, sish. Te, qua, sit, akt, sish. The future ending akt is challenging to pronounce because it has a Q lambda cluster. Recall that when Nuchanov has clusters of consonants like this, each consonant is pronounced separately. You finish pronouncing one before you go on to the next one. Akt. Akt. This is a little different from English. English also gets clusters of consonants, but in English, when we have a cluster of consonants, we tend to pronounce them almost simultaneously. In Nuchanoth, you can take more time. And this actually makes it easier to pronounce. Once you let go of your English need to pronounce clusters of consonants simultaneously, you'll find that makes them easier to pronounce. Also, feel free to pronounce it as slowly as you need to. Te kwa sit aklsish. I will sit down. Te kwa sit aklsish. This is not something that we would usually say when we comply with a command. We would just do it. But the reason the B sentence is there is to give B something to say so that A and B can have a conversation, and because we want to say it sometimes, and this is a challenging thing to say, so we'd better practice it. Conversation 2. Na'atah is. Na'atah is. Listen to me. If you have an English accent, you will be tempted to drop the back H. Do not drop it. Na'atah is. Listen to me. Chu. Na'atah aklsish sutil. Okay, I'll listen to you. Chu. Na'atah aklsish sutil. Conversation 3. Nu i atlin. Let's start singing now. Nu i atlin. Chu, nu it aktlatnish. Okay, we'll sing now. Nu it aktlatnish. 3b is an example of the future ending akt and the now ending atl in the same word. When these come in the same word, akt comes first, followed by atl. This is extra challenging to say. Aktlatl, aktlatl, nu it aktlatnish. Let's pronounce it by syllables. Nu. It, ak, tlat, nish. Nu, it, ak, tlat, nish. If you don't pronounce the future ending and the ut ending clearly, you will tend to confuse them. They'll sound the same. People won't be able to tell what you're saying. This is yet another reason why it's very important to pronounce ut and akt and aktlat as clearly as you can. Any questions on these conversations? I'm moving on to the notes section of Unit 9. We're learning how to make simple commands in this unit. To make plain commands, we'll use the U form of the command ending, which is E, spelled exclamation point I dot E. That exclamation point means that E is a hardening ending. It will try to harden the last sound of its stem. The dot means that E contains a weak long vowel. A weak-long vowel is pronounced long if it comes in the second syllable, and otherwise it's short. In other words, after a one-syllable stem, E is pronounced with a long vowel. But after a stem that is two or more syllables long, it's pronounced with a short vowel. I teach people a quick rule of thumb for this, which is short stem, long ending. Long stem, short ending. Again, that rule of thumb is short stem, long ending. Long stem, short ending. Let's see some examples of that. In example one, numbered example one, there are examples of four stems and the commands that we make from them. The stem wick, which means not, can be turned into the command wick-e. Wick-e. Notice that when we add the command ending to wick, the K hardens. That's because E is a hardening ending. And the vowel of E is pronounced long because wick is a short stem. Short stem, long ending. Wick-e. The next stem is su. Su means to hold. The command is su-e. Hold it. Su-e. In this case, there's no sound at the end of the stem, su, that can harden. Therefore, the hardening is pronounced as a glottal stop. Su-e. Hold it. Su-e. Next, wa, to say. Wa. You'll notice that there are two command forms here. I am constantly experimenting with how to serve all dialects. So here I'm indicating that in Barkley Sound dialects, the command say it is wei with a long e, wei. But in all other dialects, CTQ is short for Central, Northern, and Cayuga-Chequelset. In all other dialects, the command is wa-e. Wa-e. Say it. Since we're going through the Ahadacit version, I will just be pronouncing the Ahadacit commands. Ahadacit is a northern dialect, which I abbreviate as T. The next stem is na'atah. Listen, na'atah. The command, you listen, na'atah-i. Na'atah-i. Na'atah ends in a back H, which is not a hardenable sound. Therefore, the hardening is pronounced as a glottal stop. Na'atah-i. Na'atah-i. Notice that the vowel of the ending is short in na'atah-i because we have a long stem. Na'atah is a three-syllable stem, therefore the vowel of the ending is short. Na'atah-i. Compare that to wiki, su-i, wei, sorry, wa-i. Those are all short stems, so the vowel of the ending is long. But with na'atah, the vowel of the ending is short. Na'atah-i. Any questions about hardening or weak-long vowels? Awesome. Let's jump into aspect. To give you an idea of what aspect is, consider the English words speak, speaking, spoken. These are all the same action word, but they differ in aspect. Speak is plain aspect. Speaking is progressive aspect. Spoken is perfect aspect. The difference in meaning amongst these is speaking is an action that's still going on right now, speaking. We are speaking, that means we're in the middle of it. We have spoken is finished. It's over. It happened in the past. We have spoken. Aspect is difficult to explain, but it has to do with the shape of events in time and how smaller events fit into larger events. The basic aspectual distinction that English New Channel and many other languages make is between events that are still going on versus events that are finished. New Channel makes this distinction and more. These examples show us that English has three aspects. Speak, speaking, spoken are examples of the three aspects of English. That's all English has, just those three. New Channel has five or six, depending on how you count them. So it will be challenging to understand and use New Channel aspects properly. Now, because most learners of New Channel have not heard of aspect before, they want to think that it's tense, but it's completely different from tense. Tense has to do with when something happens. Did it happen in the past? Is it happening in the present? Will it happen in the future? That's what tense refers to, when something happens. Aspect is different. Aspect refers to whether an event is ongoing or finished. We can see that aspect is separate from tense because these three English sentences I just gave, we speak, we are speaking, we have spoken, are all in the present tense, and we can use those same aspects in the past tense, in which case we get we spoke, we were speaking, we had spoken. Notice that we speak and we spoke have the same aspect but different tense. The purpose of these examples is to show that aspect is different from tense. Now let's look at the examples in three. These show us the two most important aspects of Nuchanov, which we will call continuous aspect and complete aspect. The abbreviation for continuous aspect is CT. The abbreviation for complete aspect is CP. I've given you here some pairs of Nuchanov action words that are the same action word but in different aspects. Let's read through these. Qua up. Qua up, doing, is in the continuous aspect. It refers to an act of doing that's still going on. Quis. Quis also means do, but it's in the complete aspect. Quis is an action that is done. They both mean do. They differ only in aspect. Next, su. Su. Holding it. Continuous. Suquit. Suquit. Take it. Notice that both of these words have to do with holding something in the hand, but su is still going on, whereas suquit is done. Next, wawa. Wawa. Saying it. Wa. Say it. Wa. Wa is complete aspect. Wawa is continuous aspect. Next, mata. Mata. Flying. Matshit. Matshit. Start flying. Nunuk. Nunuk. Singing. Nu'it. Nu'it. Start singing. Yatsuk. Yatsuk. Walking. Yatschit. Yatschit. Start walking. In each case here, we've just looked at six action word pairs, where one word is in the continuous aspect, one word is in the complete aspect. It's okay if you don't understand yet the difference in meaning between continuous versus complete, but it's important that you understand at this point the difference in form. Do you see that in each pair of words here, both words have the same root, they start the same way, but they have different endings? Furthermore, the complete aspect forms mostly end in it, I lambda. That will be your usual clue that a word is in the complete aspect. It'll end in it. Words in the continuous aspect tend to end either in a long, in an A, like a, wawa, mata, or in a K, like yatsuk, nunuk. But that is not always the case. Continuous aspect forms can be difficult to recognize. Complete aspect forms usually end in it. Continuous aspect forms sometimes end in a or k, but can have other endings as well. So far, we've looked at two of the five Nuchanov aspects. Continuous and complete are by far the two most important aspects. Those are the ones you should master first. The third most important aspect is repetitive, but I will not be talking about repetitive aspect today. I will leave that for the weekend because I would like to focus for now just on continuous versus complete. Why are we working on this now? It is because Unit 8 is about simple sentences, And the simple sentences that we make in Unit 8 are generally describing what a person, animal, or vehicle is doing right now. We want to say things like the man is walking, the boy is dancing, the girl is singing. These are present tense ongoing actions, which are usually best expressed in the continuous aspect. The short sentences that we are making in Unit 8 generally will use continuous aspect forms of action words. Unit 9, on the other hand, is about commands. When you tell someone to do something, usually you want them to do it right now and get it over with. So usually when you command someone to do something, you want a complete aspect form. That is why we're studying this aspect distinction now. Talking about simple sentences in Unit 8 and simple commands in Unit 9 gives us a great chance to compare and contrast the forms and meanings of continuous and complete aspect forms. That is my brief introduction to aspect. Now I want to go back to Unit 8 and produce some more examples with you of some simple sentences that we can make. But if you have any questions, quick questions about aspect, now is a good time. Great point. So Tess was just mentioning that she's talking about the aspect pair qua up, quis. Qua up is defined as doing, quis as do. But Tess said to her, quis seems to mean did. This is a very common observation. What you're observing, Tess, is that the complete aspect form quis tends frequently refers to the past. That's because complete actions are finished. They're done. Therefore, by the time we mention them, they're already in the past. That's why complete aspect forms tend to be interpreted as past unless there's additional context to show that they're not past. That's a beginning of an answer to your question. I've dealt with this question a lot. I have an answer for you, but it might or might not make sense. That is because did is not part of the meaning of the word. Did is what it tends to mean when used in context. But the word itself does not mean did. The word quis just means do. For example, when I say quis uchts, I will do it, it doesn't mean did in that context, right? Because when I say quis uchts, I will do it, I'm explicitly talking about the future. That shows that quis does not inherently mean did. But in context, it can mean did. For example, Josh was told to carve, and he did. Wa atint ish Josh, ak shitko, ah at quis atl. He was told to carve, and he did. In that context, quis means did, but it doesn't have to mean did. We're looking at the file called TP Actions, which shows photographs that can be described using some of the vocabulary that we're learning in Unit 8. Unit 8 gives us some words for people, animals, vehicles, and actions that they can perform. Take a look at the first picture in the upper left. We see a bunch of kids walking, carrying flags. This also happens to be part of a dance. So possible descriptions of this picture include the children are walking and the children are dancing. Would anyone like to try to put it in their dialect? The children are walking or the children are dancing. You just used the neutral mood, and I'm going to put that into the strong mood because that's what we study first. In Cayucat dialect, using the strong mood, the children are walking is Yatsukwitash dat nasi. Yatsukwitash dat nasi. The children are walking. How about another dialect? Ju Yatsuk ma'as dat neis. The children are walking. Yatsuk ma'as tat ne'is. Children are walking. This is a decent sentence. If you use us, yatsuk ma'as, You should probably also use the I ending, meaning the. Dat ne is I. Yatsuk ma'ath, dat ne is I. It's because when you use uth, you're raising the importance of the people you're talking about. And in that context, you'd probably also want to say the as well. Yatsuk ma'ath, dat ne is I. The children are walking. Chu. Look at the next picture, upper right. I'm going to ask you in Hadasit dialect, Aachen up chums e. Aachen up chums e. What am I asking? Who can translate my question into English? Aachen up chums e. What is the bear doing? Aachen up chums e. Aachen up chums e. What is the bear doing? Ju, in colloquial dialect, Ha'uk ish chims e. The bear is eating. Ha'uk ish chims e. Chu. Carla, I'm looking at the picture on the lower right now. Aachen up ha quatl e. First, I'd like a translation of my question. Aachen up ha quatl e. What is the young woman doing? Chu. And now, how about an answer? Aachen up ha quatl e. In Cayuga dialect, Hul hu sash ha quatli. Hul hu sash ha quatli. The young woman is dancing. How about another dialect? Josh just used the word Thutsets, which is a word for a little girl. I don't think we'd call this girl Thutsets. She's too old to be Thutsets. And also, we're not learning that word yet. So for everyone's benefit, let's stick to Haquat. Let's hear that again, Josh. Huyath ish Haquatli in a Hausa dialect. Huyath ish Haquatli. The young woman is dancing. Next page, upper right. Aachen up awatin e. Aachen up awatin e. What is the eagle doing? Aachen up awatin e. Ju, in Cayuga dialect, matash awatin. Matash awatin. The eagle is flying. How about another dialect? Ju, colloquial dialect, mata ish tsihwatin e. The eagle is flying. Mata ish tsihwatin i. Okay, lower right. Aachen up matuk i. What is the airplane doing? Aachen up matuk i. Ju, Barclay Sound dialect. Matama matuk i. The airplane is flying. Matama matuk i. How about another dialect? Ju, add as a dialect. Mata ish matuk i. Mata ish matuk i. Ju, next page. Aachen up ko as minh i. Aachen up ko as minh i. Who can translate my question? Aachen up ko as minh i. What are the people doing? Who can answer my question? Aachen up ko as minh i. Ju, how's a dialect? Tlat wa ish as kot ko as i. The people are paddling. Tlat wa ish as kot ko as i. We had another response. Go ahead. Ju, tlat wa ish. They're paddling. Tlat wa ish. Also an acceptable response. Ju, next page. Aachen up hupuk was i. Aachen up hupuk was i. What are the cars doing? Aachen up hupuk was i. The simplest answer in colloquial dialect is Tleha ish hu pukwas i. Tleha ish hu pukwas i. The car is going. There are many ways we could describe this picture, but I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible and use plain action verb, mood, noun. Tleha ish hu pukwas i. The cars are going. us. Meaning they, the ending us, meaning they, is almost exclusively used with people. You would not use it for things. In Cayuga dialect, tlehash tik-tiki. Tlehash tik-tiki is the simplest way that I know to put it. The cars are going. Tlehash tik-tiki. How about the picture in the upper right? Aachen up حاولتلي آقن أب حاولتلي. What is the young man doing? آقن أب حاولتلي. Yes, good answer. Suma. He's holding it. Suma. Can you add another word to that sentence to say what he's holding? Ju. Suma chakupi nachalyak. The man is holding a book. Suma chakupi nachalyak. Ju. I think he looks pretty young. I probably wouldn't call that guy chakup. What other word could we use to describe that young guy? Ha wilt. Ha wilt. In Cayuga dialect, su ish ha wiltli nachalyik. The young man is holding a book. Su ish ha wiltli nachalyik. This file is available on quiztoup.net, but it's not linked to. I will put the link to the file in the chat window in case you want to use it. I carefully chose the photographs in this file according to Dr. Graymorning's ASLA method. You might have heard of Dr. Stephen Nayakit Graymorning. He's an Arapaho speaker and professor of anthropology in Montana. And he uses a method to teach Arapaho that he calls ASLA, which is short for Accelerated Second Language Acquisition. His method uses a lot of pictures. He has hundreds of pictures plastered all over the walls of his classroom. He uses the pictures and talks about them. He asks questions, he describes them, he gets people to answer his questions and to demonstrate that they understand what he's saying to them. His approach is excellent for creating real communication in the classroom. He's creating a highly controlled and simple context for communicative speech, communicative learning. That's what we just did. several of you tried to use words to describe these pictures that are not in our unit, perfectly good words, but which went outside the scope of what we're trying to master here. So in each case, I tried to bring us back and tried to get you to use just the words that are provided in this unit. Once you master the words in this unit, this is a lesson that you can do over an entire year to children, child learners. And the ASLA method is great not only for establishing real communication, real communicative learning, but also it works without reading or writing. Nayakit is Dr. Graymorning, favors oral learning for the first several years, and he likes to introduce writing quite late. And this is great for building fluency. So you could say that Unit 8 of our lessons is designed according to Dr. Graymorning's method. And the tools in this unit are ones that you can use yourselves if you are language teachers. In order to make the kinds of sentences that we're making in Unit 8, you need to know several things. These sentences are deceptively simple looking. In order to make sentences as simple as ha'uk ish chums i, the bear is eating, ha'uk ish chums i, you have to know the word for eating, the word for black bear. You have to know that you want the continuous aspect form of the verb as opposed to the complete aspect form, because we're describing something that's still happening. Therefore, we want the continuous form, ha'uk. You have to know which mood to use, in this case, the strong mood, because we're making a statement of fact, and also how to make it agree with the subject, which in this case is an it. You also need to know the article mood, if you want to say chums-i, the bear, and you need to know how to pronounce the weak long vowels of these two endings. Both the strong mood ish and the article mood ending e have weak long vowels that are pronounced long only after a short stem. Ha'uk is a long stem, therefore ish is short in ha'uk ish. But chums is a short stem, so e is long in chums e. That's a short list of the things you have to know just to make that simple two-word sentence. And that is what we're practicing in Unit 8. Any comments or questions before we finish for the day? Thank you for pointing that out, Bev. So we're looking now at the second page of Unit 8 in the how does it sorry, how's it colloquial version, and the examples are in Barclay Sound dialect. I did not change the dialect on this page. George, how we at hen? Are we finished? How we at hen? Joe, how we at nish? Hasik atlin. George, o ye aks at me click not say chit sehel. I'll see you all tomorrow. Who's chak shitlitz who's? Chooch.